Four Arkansas farms have a deal with the world's largest software maker, Microsoft, to reduce their pollution and sell it on California's carbon market. Microsoft comes in under the state's cap on greenhouse gas emissions, and rice farmers here get paid. And Kenda with Arkansas Public Media recently visited one of the farms that's implemented a new conservation, growing rice in a drying field.
Hello.
Hi. And from Arkansas Public Media.
Yes, ma'am. Glad to have you.
At the picturesque Florendon Farms along State Highway 148 in Burdette, farmer Mike Sullivan meets with researchers. It's something he does a lot. A friend once embroidered the word sucker on a hat for Mike, since he so often talked into opening up his farm for experiments. The meeting this time is about the alternate wetting and drying system that recently earned a first-of-its-kind carbon credit.
Well, rice is... as we don't like to say it, but it's true, is probably environmentally one of the dirtiest crops in the world.
That's Merle Anders, a private consultant for farmers. He says rice farmers have a long history of flooding fields, since wet all the time is the way that they've been taught. Under alternate wetting and drying, farmers soak the fields part of the time, on the theory that it's only using the water that's actually necessary, and that the dry intervals make no difference. As the name implies, it uses a lot less water.
What happens as you deplete the underground aquifer, you have to drill wells deeper, 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 deeper. That results in directly a higher cost of lifting that water and making it available. So the economic competitiveness of the industry is lost over time as you deplete water.
Farmers grow less popular, too, the more good drinking water they throw on the ground, he says. The new way also cuts down on the release of methane, a greenhouse gas, by reducing the bacteria that thrives in wet conditions and leads to methane. Of course, this new way is just that, new. It's not how things have always been done. Even Mike Sullivan, who's known as a forward thinker willing to take risk, had some reservations at first.
I've always been taught that with rice, you flood it and you keep it flooded until 2 weeks before harvest and you drain the water off. And so to have a comfort level of actually not keeping water on at all times took some ground truth and for me and our operation to be able to show that it's not hurting our yield.
Sullivan got plenty of help on the project from researchers such as Dr. Michelle Reba, a scientist at Arkansas State University.
It's really changing a cultural practice that has been in place for a very long time. We flood rice for a lot of different reasons. One of the biggest pushbacks is related to weed control.
Reba says she wouldn't recommend alternate wetting and drying on fields that have a history of weed issues. But for other farms, such as this one, the method can reduce pollution, curtail water usage, and save money. The dollar amount of the carbon credit wasn't disclosed by the California company that brokered the deal with Microsoft. Mike Sullivan says it's not all about money anyway.
All farmers are environmentalists at heart, and everything we try to do is to leave the land in better shape than how we received it.
At the Florendon Farms in Burdette, I'm Ann Kenda with Arkansas Public Media.
So you've never had a job or career outside of farming?
I've never received a paycheck from anybody else.
Support for Arkansas Public Media comes from the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas that provide reliable and affordable energy to more than 1.2 million members across Arkansas. More information at ecark.org.